home, 2% of people over 18 who experienced sexual violence as an adult disclosed it to police. That's according to findings from the Central Statistics Office sexual violence survey conducted last year. It also shows that two-thirds of 18 to 24-year-olds who experienced such abuse as an adult and disclosed it to someone told a friend first. That compares to 13% who first disclosed to a family member, according to the CSO. Their statistician, Helen McGrath, is with us. Helen McGrath, good afternoon. Thanks for taking our call today. We were actually discussing this earlier with the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, and your survey does go into some detail over the reasons why people didn't disclose to the police first. Tell us more.
Yeah, so this is the fourth publication from the Sexual Violence Survey and focuses specifically on disclosure of experiences, whether they experienced it as an adult or as a child. So what we can see from this is some really interesting information, particularly on why people do and don't disclose. So generally speaking, one of the main reasons why people do not disclose to anyone is that they thought that what happened wasn't serious enough. So what we've seen in the publication is that 48% of people who'd experienced sexual violence as an adult noted this as a reason why they didn't disclose. And for those who had experienced sexual violence as a child, about 38% of people had selected this reason. And just to be aware that for the definition of sexual violence, which is very important to understand when we're talking about sexual violence.
Yes.
The violence, you know, can obviously mean force, but it can also mean having a powerful or marked effect on someone. So the definition of sexual violence for adults, it starts off kind of the range begins at non-consensual sexual touching. So this is where someone's breasts or genitals were touched without their consent, or they were made to touch someone else's breasts or genitals. And that continues on then to non-consensual sexual intercourse. For those who'd experienced sexual violence as a child, the definition is slightly broader and it includes things like non-contact experiences, where, for example, someone might be shown pornography that they didn't want to see as a child, or where someone masturbated in front of them, or they were made to pose for sexually explicit pictures or images. So just having that definition in mind and looking then at the reasons why people don't disclose, it's interesting that most people thought that what happened wasn't serious enough. Looking at the reasons why people don't disclose to the police, we kind of focused in on those who did disclose to other people, but not to the police. And again, we see a similar trend where most people who had disclosed to others, but not to the police, for those who'd experienced sexual violence as an adult, they also noted that they thought that what happened wasn't serious enough to go to the police, with about 59% of people who'd experienced sexual violence as an adult reflecting this. If you take a look at, I suppose, the reasons that people gave as to why they didn't disclose to the police, even though they disclosed to other people, they also noted that they thought that what happened wasn't serious enough, 58% of people identifying this.
Yes, but many of the other reasons that they gave were including that they thought the police wouldn't be able to help. They didn't disclose to police as they were under the influence of alcohol or drugs when it happened, and because they didn't want to go to court. And this is of the people who did disclose. I'm presuming that that means that there's a proportion of people who didn't disclose at all.
Indeed, there is. And that's also what we have included as part of the publication as well. So we have two chapters looking at people who'd experienced sexual violence as an adult and for sexual violence as who experienced sexual violence as a child as well. So we have that breakdown as to whether or not they disclosed to someone or not, whether if they did disclose, why they disclosed, which it seems to be that most people wanted to get help for themselves. For those who didn't disclose, it's as I noted there that most people thought that what happened wasn't serious enough, or as you say, felt ashamed or embarrassed, which is actually another reason which has a high selection rate for both those who'd experienced sexual violence as an adult and as a child. We also include information about who the person told first and how long it took after the event before they disclosed to someone.
Helen McGrath from the Central Statistics Office, thank you for speaking with us. If you've been affected by any issues raised in that report, you can visit our helpline at rte.ie/helplines. More on the news at 1 after this break.